WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a North Carolina elections case that could have wide-ranging impact. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The 6-3 ruling repudiates the idea known as the independent state legislature theory. Chief Justice John Roberts writes that state courts can step in when it comes to how, when, and where elections are held. The theory rejected by the court picked up steam among conservatives in 2020 when Donald Trump supporters said that Pennsylvania's Supreme Court crossed the line when it ruled that late-arriving mail-in ballots would still be counted.
On an audio tape obtained by CBS News, former President Trump is heard showing what he calls secret documents to others at his New Jersey golf club.
This is secret information. Look at this.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson expects evidence like this will be important in the federal case against him.
We talk a lot about smoking guns, and we use that phrase too much, but in this case, we are really looking at a very damning piece of evidence.
A Senate report says federal law enforcement officials downplayed warnings about possible violence ahead of the 2021 Capitol attack. A Justice Department watchdog doles out criticism in the jail death of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, as we hear from CBS's Robert Legarry.
According to the report, the night before Epstein's death, prison staff had not performed adequate checks on all inmates, did not ensure Epstein had a proper roommate as required by prison officials, and allowed him to have excess bedding in his cell, which officials ruled at the time he used to hang himself.
Vladimir Putin has talked tough about the mercenary mutineers who stopped short of Moscow and have now had any case against them put aside. CBS's Christina Ruffini at the White House.
So all these guys are going to automatically go into the Russian army, or they're going to get dispensation. They're not going to be prosecuted. But you just heard Putin now sending mixed messaging saying they're traitors and there has to be repercussions. But we haven't really seen those repercussions play out. So I think we need a slightly longer timeline to evaluate what the implications really will be for Putin's grip on power, which up until this point has been largely uncontested.
The Wagner Group leader showed up today in Belarus. CBS's Jim Krasula has a look today at the American political tree.
An examination of genealogies of America's political elite found that at least 100 of the 536 members of the last sitting Congress are direct descendants of ancestors who owned slaves. President Joe Biden and every living former U.S. president except Donald Trump are direct descendants of slave owners. The same for 2 of the 9 sitting U.S. Supreme Court justices and 11 of the 50 U.S. governors.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 173 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The smoke and the smell will be in Waukesha and Milwaukee for at least another day.
We're expecting the smoke to linger today and hopefully starts pushing out tonight, but it could still linger in the western part of the state as we go into the overnight hours and into tomorrow.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says our area is heavily impacted and that, again, people should stay indoors. Milwaukee's sales tax increase is gaining momentum as a common council committee approved a measure to raise the city's sales tax by 2%. That was after a public hearing yesterday. The 15-year-old suspect involved in the shooting incident following Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration, who was already on probation for gun charges and wearing an ankle monitor, is now facing 10 charges, including 4 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Law.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Evan Preston on the board this afternoon. We welcome you in to a Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. A hot one and a smoky one. In all seriousness, to all of those who might be struggling with asthma, breathing issues, cardiac issues, things like that, just best if you stay inside today. Was watching a little bit of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources live update talking to the media. And this is going to last at least through today, and really depends on the weather patterns. What's happening is normally during this time of year, we get southerly, or winds coming out of the south, southwest, or whatnot. And right now, we're kind of stuck in this weird weather pattern where we're having the air come down from the north. And all the wildfires in Canada. Looking out the world headquarters on University Avenue here in the capital city of Madison, really, really hazy. And just kind of thick in the air. Understand that parts of eastern Wisconsin are even worse today. So again, if you are someone who struggles with breathing problems or a child, whatnot, if at all possible, stay inside. Department of Natural Resources say wearing a bandana, while it will help somewhat, can't really filter out those particles. So if you still have some of your N95 or KN95 masks around from COVID and you have to go out today, and if you're someone who has asthma, probably put one of those on today. Probably a smart idea. Great show coming at you for today on a Tuesday. In hour number two, it is Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. We'll be in at the 2 o'clock time. Of course, his kind of he has a reservation for the 2 o'clock time. So Luke is in at 2 o'clock for that. And then at 2:30, we've got our friend Chris Pauls from Cracked.com and now helping out on this program as well. Chris will be in and give us a little a take on his role now in the show and also what's happening in his projects at Cracked.com. What he thinks of current events. How do you kind of take current events and turn it into satire and comedy? We'll talk to Chris Pauls at 2:30 this afternoon. And of course, we'll take your calls here at hour number one. A couple of breaking stories for you today. First of all, we're going to talk about this Supreme Court case. Coming down just a couple of hours, well, late, mid-morning, actually, when the U.S. Supreme Court handed this down. And then we're going to also take your calls on that and how democracy basically was preserved. And also going to get into the Trump tapes. Breaking last night, Caitlin Collins on CNN. By the way, Caitlin Collins, props to her, kind of set up by former CEO of CNN, Chris Licht, and that ridiculous town hall, so they called it, on CNN with Trump. And she's bounced back. Got the exclusive. Some of it, and most likely people think it was probably the Trump camp who leaked these tapes. They did it to themselves because Trump actually thinks it helps him. We've got the Trump tapes. We'll play it for you. Tell you why he may have already sealed his own fate. Talk about that as well. And of course, your phone calls at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. Happy to have you along on a Tuesday. Want to get into this U.S. Supreme Court case. A 6-3 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. And quite frankly, it may have saved democracy, at least in the short term. What are we talking about? Want to give you a little background. Great article from a couple of years ago, actually, by Mark Elias from Democracy Docket. An article entitled, "A Dangerous Theory Will Have Its Day in the U.S. Supreme Court." Let me start this out. When former President Donald Trump launched his post-election assault on democracy, he did not start with violence. He started with courts. Trump and his band of misfit advisors understood that a victory in court would provide a more cosmetically acceptable way to achieve his desired goal of undermining the results of a free and fair election. Before he begged for an election official to quote-unquote find the votes, he hoped a judge, any judge, will legitimize his efforts. Fortunately, without exception, the judiciary did its job and protected democracy. Trump and his allies lost more than 60 separate lawsuits, 60, in their effort to overturn elections. Most importantly, he lost before the U.S. Supreme Court, a court where he nominated 3 of the 9 justices and where conservatives outnumber liberals 6-3. In this article, it goes on to talk about democracy has always relied on the judiciary for protection. And the attacks on democracy are growing frequently. And that's why, he says, so many of us who care about the future of democracy were alarmed to see the U.S. Supreme Court agree to consider a case called Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina redistricting case that could shake the foundations of federalism and judicial review and undermine the tools to protect future elections. That was 2 years ago. And today the U.S. Supreme Court released that decision and sided with democracy. What did this really mean? What was at stake here? What was this case actually about? It meant usurping legal, the judiciary branch, essentially, and putting that in the hands of the legislative branch. If left unchecked, it would have meant that Robin Voss would have decided who won in Wisconsin. We'll come back and talk about it. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Save big money in your summer projects with 11% off everything. Larson storm doors are perfect to let the sun shine in and enjoy the fresh summer air. The Lakeview split view storm door includes Larson's retractable screen away feature, which converts your door from a storm door to a screen door without the hassle. It's $299.99 after 11% rebate. Good through July 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now quarter after the hour of 1 o'clock. That is 1:15 on the time and temperature sign, along with Mr. Evan Preston, our producer and engineer today. Glad to have him along with us. We welcome you into the show. We'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Go to the phones in just a moment. But want to set this up again. We're talking about this U.S. Supreme Court case that was announced today, the decision stating that the law in North Carolina has to stand. And essentially what it means is this theory that state legislatures could make the final decisions in elections is not going to work. Supreme Court simply said no. Chief Justice, Justice John Roberts wrote the decision. And what's at stake here, or what, well, it continues to be at stake, but in this case, was democracy. Because had this gone the other way, what it would have done was put the final decision for our election law and the outcome of elections in the hands of each state legislature. So in Wisconsin, what that means is in the next election, if Robin Voss or Devin Lemieux, the Speaker and Majority Leader of the Assembly and Senate, respectively, they wouldn't even have to prove a reason. They could just say, well, you see all those kids voting at UW Eau Claire? Clearly something was off. It's a false election. They declare it a false election and they say, well, the Republican won. That's it. And if this case had gone the other way, it would have said that you could not bring a case to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court nor the U.S. Supreme Court. It would have given the state legislature the final say in the outcome of elections. And also in election law, more stringent so-called voter ID, actually voter suppression bills, legislature would have had the final say, and the governor himself or herself very well would not have had veto power. That's what was at stake. I know one senior law professor who told me, and he is an expert in this, in election law in the United States, he told me last summer, he said, Todd, if that court case goes the wrong way, I honestly don't see how democracy can survive in the United States. That's how serious this was. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, and I'm sure he'll have a take on this in the 3 o'clock hour, the front lines of democracy, the front lines of history, rather. History is made every day. This is a historic day for a good reason. It could have gone down today as the day democracy died in America. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'm grateful that this decision went down the way it was. It seems to me a upholding of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees, says, we the people are the ones who decide the elections, not the not the legislatures themselves. That, and if you look at it, that these guys are maintaining that they get the right to, they could ignore their oath to the Constitution to uphold, because all these legislators, regardless of what state they're from, they swear to uphold the Constitution of their various states and of the United States of America. If they chose this independent legislature theory, it would be a violation of that oath, because they could, it basically says you can ignore, they can ignore the Constitution of wherever they're from. I mean, and it just is, beyond, it should be anathema to anybody who has taken an oath to the Constitution that they would support something like this. And I just wonder how many of our little Republican legislatures are just beside themselves saying, well, why can't we do this? Well, if they criticize this decision at all, you could say, then you would choose to break your oath to the, you break fealty with the people that you took your oath to up when you swore to uphold the Constitution.
I
whether it be for your own state or for the United States. I mean, that's what you have to confront them with. That's what you have to throw in their face and say, then you would choose to break fealty to not only that, because most of them know God when they do that too. So you're breaking your oath to God.
Right.
And that's all I got for right now, because I can get really wound up on this.
I appreciate your passion, Mark, and your spirit on this. I know you're a guy who really knows the Constitution well, and I always appreciate your take on this. It's going to be very interesting when Matt Flynn comes on at 3 o'clock. Of course, he's an attorney. He'll give us more insight on this as well. But Mark is absolutely right that had this not been struck down today, this independent legislative theory, kind of garbage, quite frankly. Here's the deal on this, by the way. Independent legislative theory, it was just kind of a far right-wing crazy idea. Never really had a lot of clout until 2020. Until Trump. And Trump basically took the embers of this goofy theory and breathed life into it. And it made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And in a 6-3 decision today, Chief Justice John Roberts authored the opinion, which stems from this dispute in North Carolina to save democracy. Court ruled that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction to review an opinion by North Carolina's Supreme Court against state Republican officials, and said the Constitution's, to Mark's point, the Constitution's Elections Clause does not grant exclusive and independent authority in state legislatures to set the rules regarding federal elections. Quote, this is in the decision from Chief Justice John Roberts. Quote, state courts retain the authority to apply state constitutional restraints when legislatures act under the powers conferred upon them by the Elections Clause, Roberts wrote. He was joined by Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. So there you go. They were the people that helped save democracy today. To Mark's point, I mean, they follow the Constitution. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. I want to make sure that we understand how close we came to democracy dying today. How important it is to have justices, both at the federal level and the state level, that, to Mark's point, follow the Constitution. And not some goofy right-wing conspiracy theory. But it could have gone the other way. Just very thankful that democracy lives to see another day. 844-967-2789. Again, your phone calls are welcome. 844-967-2789. We go to Milwaukee over on the eastern part of the state. Milwaukee, Ron in Milwaukee. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, Ty. I have a couple of thoughts about this decision. One, it's a real relief. Second, I think it's a case of a court, namely the nation's highest court, saying, "Hey, you're gutting the courts here on this subject of election law," which is clearly the case, or the attempt. But also, I would really be interested. Normally, I wouldn't be interested in reading the dissents from the two justices. Wonder who those two guys were.
Right.
But I can't imagine the crazy dissent they put forth. One more thing. I think, you know, Roe v. Wade decision was terrible, the reversal of Roe v. Wade. It was terrible.
Mm.
But I think the silver lining inside that cloud was that there was such a huge negative reaction towards that and a huge rejection of many, many Republicans who supported it in Congress that it really looks to me like the U.S. court has blinked a little bit.
Ron, I actually agree with you on that. And here's why. I certainly never met John Roberts. I don't know him at all intimately, personally. But I agree with you. I think that John Roberts, whether it's for his own personal legacy or whatever, I'm not sure. But I think you're right. I think that particularly Chief Justice John Roberts cares and is susceptible to public opinion more so than anybody else on the court, on the conservative side, certainly. And I think that he, to your point, I think that he is kind of playing, you know, like in a basketball game or a football game, you know, referee sometimes gives for a bad call, they give you a makeup call. I think there's something to that.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I agree with the point. I think it's a great one. And, you know, that's not based in constitutional law. That's just a gut check and people being human, right? So either way, yeah, however it happened, I'm pleased that it did.
I studied, I had one course in college at the University of Wisconsin, which is being gutted right now financially.
Mm, yeah.
But I, in the 60s, I took a constitutional law course there, and it just impressed the hell out of me about how, you know, they had to make the Constitution up with all sorts of people in dissent on various sections of it, and that weakened the Constitution, but it sort of bound everybody to the deal.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for a couple hundred years, and all of a sudden, some guys are saying, "Well, I don't like the deal."
Right.
You know? And they don't. They're not going to wait for a constitutional convention to amend it. They're just going to kind of just start reversing things on their own. You know.
Yeah.
And this is still a scary time, and this is a good positive outcome, but there's many more to come.
That's a point well taken. I mean, we should celebrate today and be thankful for that. But certainly there's, as you say, more to come. Ron in Milwaukee, we appreciate you so very much. And he makes a great point that it was actually three. It was a 6-3 decision. So the guys are the people, in this case, it was all guys. The justices that dissented on this, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Samuel Alito, all dissented, with Thomas writing for the trio that the question before the Supreme Court was moot and that the case should be dismissed. How about that? We'll ask our friend Luke Mathers in hour number two. He'll be on after the 2 o'clock break. He's always on top of these Supreme Court dudes. We'll ask him what he thinks of his old buddy Clarence Thomas writing the dissent. One of the attorneys for North Carolina, by the way, cheered the decision as a win for free and fair elections, which it absolutely is. He said, in its most extreme form, the independent state legislature theory could have weakened the foundation of our democracy. That's not hyperbole, by the way. Removing a crucial check on state legislatures and making it easier for rogue legislators to enact policies that suppress voters and subvert elections without adequate oversight from state courts. He said, we are incredibly relieved that the Supreme Court decisively rejected this dangerous theory. As am I. What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. We have our friend Jeannie from Eau Claire. Stay with us. When we come back on the other side of the break, Jeannie's going to give us her take. Always happy to hear from the Eau Claire listeners up there. WCFW, our brand new station. Stay with us. This and also the Trump tapes coming up in the next hour. We've got them for you. We'll play them for you. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court rules states do not have the power to regulate federal elections. CBS's Major Garrett.
It basically said all of our understandings about state legislative power are true. They are monitored by the state Supreme Court. And the federal courts can intervene if there is something egregious. But all of our common understandings about state legislative power remain where they are.
CBS News has obtained a recording where former President Trump described classified documents to aides in 2021. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it's damaging.
Just the tone of his voice and how cavalierly he's disclosing confidential secret information will get the jurors' attention.
And folks are sweating it out today again in the South. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
We'll be about 5 to 15 degrees above average from Louisiana to Arizona. In fact, some of our high temperatures will actually set records.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. The air quality alert for Waukesha, Milwaukee, and most of the state runs through Thursday. But the abnormally heavy impact shouldn't last long.
The thick stuff will move out, tonight, but there will still be some smoke hanging around probably for the next couple days.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says the air quality advisory is targeted towards individuals with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children. Walking around Brady Street in Milwaukee could soon be a little safer. Jimmy Koska has more.
The Brady Street Business Improvement District has introduced four alternatives to improve the pedestrian experience on East Brady Street, which involve potentially converting four blocks into car-free areas. The options, which encompass improved intersections and dedicated pedestrian spaces, aim to enhance safety in response to a tragic hit-and-run incident.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, streaming on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, go ahead and download it. It's on iOS or OI. What is it? Apple. Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. Preston. On your Apple device or on your Android device, simply go to your app store. Type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Takes less than a minute. It's free. That's what we call a deal. Me and Gail King. It's a deal. The Civic Media app. You can take our show 1 to 3 and any of the fine Civic Media programs with you across the state of Wisconsin, around the world. Stream the show live on the Civic Media app, also on Twitter and Facebook, or also over the airwaves at one of our brand new stations, WCFW, up in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. We go there now to the phones. We go to our fine listener, Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, thanks for listening to Through the Break. Talking this segment, about this Supreme Court decision today, which essentially, not essentially, it does help preserve democracy, saying that state legislators, this goofy independent legislative state theory rule or theory, is just not going to fly with the U.S. Supreme Court. And therefore, the state Supreme Courts are going to have the say in redistricting maps and also in who decides or who wins elections in the state of Wisconsin and other states. Jeannie, what say you?
I say that you are a breath of fresh air. I'll tell you something, last night I was up, you know, I always pay attention to what's going on and check out, you know, what they do today.
Yeah.
I went to bed and I woke up and I heard your voice this morning and it was just like so uplifting. I'll tell you, it lifted me right up because I'm sitting there thinking, oh my Lord, how are we going to get through all this? And it is like a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much for the wonderful news. We still have a lot of work to do because there never should have been three who dissented on this, period. Right. This is not a Supreme Court that we've had in years past, but I'll tell you something. I'm so thankful to every one of you guys who, and the person who had civic media to educate the people, because we cannot, you know, lower our voices. We have to raise them higher. Yesterday, you know, I was thinking to myself, I am such a crabby old lady. And I was
Eugenie, come on.
Out those,
huh? I said, Eugenie, come on now.
I was calling up Marjorie Taylor Greene and chewing her out, and I was calling up some of those other people saying, what in the devil are you doing? You are in the highest offices in our country. What are you doing playing games, doing all this kind of stuff when you got work to do for the people? Well, anyway, I was thinking to myself, boy, I've turned into a crabby old woman. And then I turned on today, and I listened to your voice, and I thought, oh, thank the Lord for that. Oh, but you just raised me up again, so now I got energy to keep on working. So thank you for this great news.
Well, amazing.
Keep up the great work, okay?
You're amazing.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
and
Jeannie.
Keep it up. And your guy there running the show, he's just wonderful, too. So keep it up, guys.
All
we
right.
need you in our country, and we all need to work together to keep on pushing. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Really appreciate that. Evan's doing a great job, as always, on the board for us, our producer and engineer. And really, it comes down to people like Jeannie. I mean, each and every one of you listening, we're simply here to get the message out. And we talked about this yesterday, the day before. You know, our CEO, majority owner, Sage Weil, when I took this job, I said, what do you want me to do? What's the agenda? And without hesitation, he simply said, tell the truth and do it with integrity. It's not a complicated job. I was listening to our friend Matt Flynn yesterday talking about the Trump cases and some of the other court cases. He said he's an attorney. He said the best thing to do, I used to advise my clients, just tell the truth, right? Because you don't have to remember the lies if you just tell the truth. Matt's 100% right. So that's what we do here, at least to give it our best shot each and every day. But the point is that the power of this network, Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin, now I believe we're on 13 stations across Wisconsin in every major metropolitan area and much of the rural parts of the state as well. The power isn't from me, and the power isn't from our producer, engineer, Evan, or anybody else who sits behind the microphone. The power of this network lies in each and every one of you who are listening. Because what you do with the truth and the facts we provide determines our future. What you do with that to not harass your friends and neighbors, but simply say, hey, I was listening to the Todd Allball show today, or I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin, or Town Call. This is what I heard. This is what I learned. Did you know that? Did you know that about that person? Hey, when the election comes, are you registered to vote? Do you need a ride to the polls? That's the power of this network. It has nothing to do with the megawatts or the kilowatts or the microphone or the talent or at least the partial talent here behind the microphone. The power lies in each and every one of you who listen every day. And that's why you're so important. That's why we love having you listen and be a part of this family. That's what we are, right? We're part of the Wisconsin family, doing the best we can. And today is a day to celebrate. Jeannie is absolutely right. And I think, you know, I come on here sometimes. I'm a little hot. Not going to deny that. Because I'm passionate about what I believe. I know each and every one of you, we're passionate about what we believe. But today is a good day for Wisconsin and the United States of America in the Supreme Court decision 6-3, which struck down this independent legislature theory from North Carolina, saying that no, actually, state legislatures don't get to decide who wins elections in each state. No, actually, state legislatures don't get the final word in whether redrawn maps, redistricting, is legal or not. That should lie with the courts. Remember, there are three branches to government: executive, legislative, and judicial. And they're all equal in the eyes of the Constitution. We forget that because we, unfortunately, our high schools don't have the staffing or the funds to always teach civics classes anymore. We should get back to that. We should provide our public and private schools the money to teach civics, American civics, how government should work. And remembering that, as one of our callers in Los Angeles likes to say, we the people are the real power. And that's the whole point. That's the point I'm trying to make. We the people, you the listeners. And that's 100% right. Here's what this means, by the way, to us in Wisconsin. It means that when Janet Protasiewicz takes her seat on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, that court, now a liberal majority come August, will essentially determine a case with redistricting in Wisconsin for legislative maps and for congressional maps. Here's my piece of advice, not that anybody has to listen to me. Here's my piece if I was asked to Democrats. Don't mess it up. Don't overreach. Going the other way on this, bringing a court case with maps that clearly favor Democrats is not helpful. And believe me, it won't last long. The best thing Democrats could do is bring a court case that actually has fair maps. That's what Wisconsinites want. For those of you who are familiar with the show, I used to work for State Senator Dale Schultz when he was the majority leader back in 04, 05, 06. And then worked with him, was his chief of staff in his last term from 2010 to 2014. He and Dale was a Republican, State Senator Tim Cullen, a Democrat. Both former majority leaders in the state Senate. They co-authored a bill to redo the redistricting process in Wisconsin, modeled after what Iowa did, appointing a nonpartisan commission to redraw the lines, and also what Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger did out in California. He had to go to the proposition system, bypass both his own Republican Party and the Democrats, and went directly to the people, set up a citizen panel to redraw the lines in California. We took those two states, California and Iowa, and we put together our own bill. Staff wrote it, or our bosses, Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen, authored it. And they took it to Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who's now in the United States Congress. Fitz wouldn't even allow it to have a public hearing. Wouldn't even allow this bill on redistricting to have a public hearing. So you had a couple of old political dogs like Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen said, to heck with it. We'll have our own hearings. And they paid. We traveled around the state from Superior and Bayfield and Green Bay and Wausau, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Janesville, Milwaukee, Madison. We had our own hearings. They did. And people would come out 100, 150, 200 at a time, sometimes 25 or 50, but most of the time 100 or more. People overwhelmingly wanted fair maps that reflected more competitive districts. So I'm happy for this U.S. Supreme Court ruling today, but here is my warning to Democrats. Don't overreach. Don't redraw maps that are as bad on the Democratic side as the Republicans are on the Republican side. Because Democrats can win with their ideas. That's why Republicans have to gerrymander, because their ideas no longer connect with 50% plus one. Generation Z, people in their teens and 20s, they're hot about women's health and reproductive rights. They're going to come out and vote on that. You don't have to redraw the maps to make them come out. They're going to come if they just simply have fair maps, competitive districts. Democrats can win. All you have to do, Democrats, is not make them lean Republican. Because Democratic ideas are actually connecting with the voter base. But yes, as Jeannie said, it's a good day for democracy in the United States of America. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls on this subject. 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. Always a party when I got Evan on the board. And between he and Mr. Zomers, I never know who's going to host the party. It's like a rotating crew of happiness. That's absolutely true. You know who's not having fun? We'll get into this a little bit now. I'll pick it up on the other side. Donald Trump is a dude who's got to not be too happy these days, despite trying to make us think otherwise. Caitlin Collins from CNN last night released these tapes. And if you're not familiar, if you haven't heard, you kind of tuned it out, it all stems from this case in Mar-a-Lago, where the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, bringing this case against the former president, saying that he took documents that were classified to Mar-a-Lago, stored them in the bathroom, in the shower. There's pictures, for goodness sake. And the FBI and our National Archives, all they kept asking, hey, you know, look, we know you got them. Please give them back. And he wouldn't do it. And told his attorneys to lie about it.
Yeah, worse than just not giving them back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Lied about it. Withheld them. And after repeated efforts to try to get this stuff back, I mean, it wasn't that he had them necessarily, as we found out. And I think they are two different cases, but you can't deny, look, it appears that Biden had some in it by his Corvette in the garage. Yep. Pence had some in somewhere out in Indiana. So I mean, both Republicans and Democrats, what I think really happened in that case is staff kind of packed things up and just got some of these in a box. I think Biden's were still sealed. Pence's might have been as well.
And there's an important distinction, and I know you're getting to it, but there's an important distinction here between these cases.
Yes, I mean, one was intentional and one wasn't. And then the final distinction was that when these were found, Pence and Biden said, yeah, please come in, take all
That's
these.
Right. Yeah.
You know, where Trump was just lied about and said, I don't have them, you can't have them. And so the FBI did this search warrant, Department of Justice. And now finding all these documents that were withheld and not given back have charged him with several felony counts, espionage among them. And it was rumored that there was a tape because Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, the former Republican congressman, apparently is writing an autobiography. And like most of these higher end autobiographies, they're not really written by the person. They have kind of a ghostwriter or whatever. So this ghostwriter went and interviewed Trump and she recorded it. And we've got the tape from Caitlin Collins on CNN. You'll decide for yourself. Do you think Trump is guilty or not? Come on back. We're going to play it for you. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:50. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the news, we will have an update from either ABC, CBS, or AP, depending upon which Civic Media station you were listening to. A little check of the weather, and then back with hour number two, we have Luke Mathers, our very own Civic Media colleague and host, Luke Mathers of Town Call, each and every day with William Walter from 12:15 until 1 o'clock, directly preceding our show. Luke will be in with Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Talk a little bit about the Supreme Court. Maybe a little sports, whatever is on. That's a great part of Tuesday Tangents. You can go down any tangent that you want. Luke will be on it just after the news at 2 o'clock. And then we'll be joined at the bottom of the hour at 2:30 by Chris Pauls, author, writer. I guess if you're an author, you are a writer. But also the editor, one of the editors of Cracked.com, a fine online satirical humorist publication. What's it like to be writing humor and satire in an age when sometimes reality is stranger than fiction? And also, what is his role now in our show? We'll be talking to Chris at 2:30 this afternoon. Hope you join us for that. My former boss, Dale Schultz, listening to the program this afternoon. Always happy to have Dale listening to us. He's a busy guy, by the way. One of the busiest retired people I know. Always got a project on the farm, helping out in the community, hosting picnics for his neighbors, and most importantly, helping out his hero, his fine wife, Rachel, all those years, supported him. No, people don't realize when you're a politician, an elected official, your spouse, your partner, those people put in just thankless hours to help support the family. So Rachel finally getting some time she deserves. But Dale texted in, my former boss, former state Senate majority leader, on the subject of redistricting and mapping. He says redistricting should be done on the basis of principles, not maps. No political criteria is an important principle. I agree with that. In order to do it right or to do it correctly, shouldn't think about the political. That's why, by the way, Dale and Tim Cullen's bill that they introduced that never saw the light of day. The bill specifically said if passed by the legislature, it wouldn't take effect for 10 years into the future. So there's no way to know who would have controlled the legislature at that time. So they practice what they preach. Appreciate Dale's thoughts on that. Let's get to these Trump tapes now. Caitlin Collins from CNN. Now you ask, how did she get this? I don't know for sure, but here's what's happened. Department of Justice had these tapes, apparently or allegedly, from Mark Meadows, Trump's former chief of staff, his autobiographer, who went and interviewed Trump for Meadows' book and recorded it. And the Department of Justice had these tapes, part of their charges, evidence. Well, when you are charged with a crime, you and your attorneys are entitled to receive the evidence, to examine the evidence against you. I don't believe that the special prosecutor Jack Smith or Department of Justice leaked this. My belief is the Trump team or Trump himself, because he actually thinks this helps him. I'm not making it up. So someone on the Trump team apparently leaked this, and Caitlin Collins had it on CNN, and now it's everywhere. We're going to play it for you. This is from Donald Trump in these private meetings talking to this autobiographer from Mark Meadows, and he has these stacks of papers. And let's go play it. You can decide for yourself, Mr. Preston, if you would.
Bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know, against you.
Well, it started right at the
beginning.
Like
when Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Mm. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. But look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time, you know.
Send it, no, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible,
though? Yeah.
I was just saying, because we were talking about it. And, you know, he said, he wanted to attack Iran and what?
He said the papers.
Wow. This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to
figure
out
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is classified.
Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so, and you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe
you. It's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
There you go. There he is in his own words. And he thinks that helps him. Because here's what they were discussing. And anyone who has a son or daughter or spouse or family member or friend in the United States military should be appalled.
But it's so cool, Todd. So cool.
It's so cool is what he said. But here's what you're looking at. They were top secret classified military plans on attacking, potentially if they had to, attacking Iran. And Trump was ticked off because he thought that, you know, General Milley said that it was Trump's idea, which it probably was, and tried to use this to show, no, this was Milley. These are the plans that Milley drew up, probably at Trump's direction. But these were, if we had to send, if Trump would have given order of president to send our men and women into harm's way, these were the plans of what would have happened. And Trump is sharing this highly classified military information with God knows who in the showers and the pool rooms of Mar-a-Lago. Anybody who actually believes and supports the military in this country should be appalled. And Trump is saying that, you know, look, here it is, it's classified. Here is the money line. Quote, see, as president, I could have declassified it. The staffer says, yeah. Trump, quote, now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret, unquote.
Cue laughing. This is right. A problem.
Right. He has the document, and you don't think that biographer has already been questioned under oath by Special Counsel Jack Smith and Department of Justice? You don't think that Meadows? By the way, we haven't heard from a good old Mark Meadows in a while, have we? Is he in witness protection? I'm not making it up. This is, if folks still want to support this guy, don't be flying the back the badge banner. Don't be coming out to veterans and military parades saying you support our men and women in arms and in the uniform and say you're going to vote for Trump. He doesn't give a crap about the men and women in uniform, and this proves it. Back with more after this. Stay with us. Luke Mathers in hour number two. Also, Chris Paul's Your Phone Calls. This is the Tom Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.